the inventory. It made everything make sense to me. It put it on paper. It gave me something to work with. It gave me why I drank in the first place. So you want to know why you're alcoholic? Work the steps. Do an inventory. It will change your life. And I did my inventory on Super Bowl Sunday in 1985, my first inventory. Now, I was told a few things like no major changes your first year, no relationships your first year. I tell my age, we had 8-track tapes, and they said, you know, you can't pull out an 8-track tape and leave it empty. You got to put something else in. I'd listen to hundreds and hundreds of AA tapes, and I was standing. There was one particular day we were having a potluck, and I was standing in the back corner, and I was looking around at the crowd, and I thought, you know, Julie didn't say hi to me when I came. I don't like Julie anyway. She's not very nice. You know, as a matter of fact, I don't like any of those girls, really. I don't like any of them. And as a matter of fact, I don't even like this group. Matter of fact, I don't even like this meeting. You know what? Matter of fact, I don't even need AA. And that all went in about 30 seconds in my brain. And my sponsor, who I have given permission to get in the middle of any area of my life, my sponsor saw that little transaction going on in my brain. And she came across the room and said, "What's going on?" And I just started to tell her what was going on. You know, Julia didn't talk to me. And she just did this, stop. And she said, "See that loaf of bread in the kitchen? I want you to go get that bread, rip it open, put it on a plate, and bring it out here and put it on the potluck line. And maybe not think about yourself for about 5 minutes." Whatever. So I went and got the bread, I opened the bread, I put it on the plate, and I went out to the potluck line, I put the bread on the potluck line, and I stood there, and you know, I looked to my right, and Ginger had some really cute shoes on, so I started talking to her about her shoes. And to my left was Fried Chicken Boy, and he was kind of cute. So I started visiting with Fried Chicken Boy, and eventually I got in the room. I got in the right here, I got in the right now, and somebody, the bread was gone, and somebody came behind me to try and reach for that bread, and that plate, and I about knocked him out. That's my commitment. I'll do that. Thank you very much. And I got the bread, and I got the plate of bread. And here's what I learned, two things that happened to me that moment. I knew from that moment on that I would always be of service to Alcoholics Anonymous, that's my gig, that I had found my service, I had found my place. I think you all come here with a gift. We all have something that we can bring to the table. I am a person that has to be of service. If I am not, I am right here, I am always thinking about me. If I am in the room, if I am whatever it is, if it's sweeping the floors, doing the sound. I love to work on conventions. I'm a big convention junkie. I like to work on them. I've started them. That's just my thing. You will never find me in my home group not having a meeting. You know, John always talks about, you know, gratitude is an action. How grateful are you? You know, when they ask for, you know, who is willing to stay and clean up, are you really grateful? Right? When you need a GSR, are you really grateful? And so I knew that I will always be of service to Alcoholics Anonymous. When I got to Dallas, the first thing I did is a home group, and I got a commitment. The other thing that I knew is I was no longer a taker in Alcoholics Anonymous. I was now a giver. I didn't come in at the, you know, 2 minutes before the meeting, sit in the back, and leave immediately after. I was a participant. I came all the way in, and I sat all the way down, and I shut all the way up. And I became a member of Alcoholics Anonymous that day. I told you, you know, that whole thing about the, you know, no relationships first year. Oops. There he was. His name is Greg. And, you know, Greg told me I had cute shoes. And I don't know about you, but I've never had a guy tell me I had cute shoes. That's not what we talked about, the kind of guys I hung out with. And I was impressed. I felt clean. I felt some hope. And I married him. So, I mean, wouldn't you? And we had a little girl. Her name is Sharday. And so we got married. We had baby. We got divorced. And I moved in with Mom and Jim. And they moved to Los Angeles. And I went to Los Angeles to be in the middle of the Pacific group of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I loved being in that group. It was fun, and we did a lot of things, and I was Barry